void nursed me then, tending first to the uprooted ruin of my eyes, then to the mouth whose grin no longer hid behind flesh. The agony bit deep, but it was clean. Blameless love bled up from me. I had decided to live.